You respect every opponent, but the Chargers' worst run defense in the league. Do you guys see this week as an opportunity to kind of build off last week's nice performance in the run game?
Yeah, you just want to build off of what we did last week, come in, continue to do our things, work our technique, you know, stay strong to, you know, what we want to do, which is we want to run the ball, you know, Coach Tyson and Coach TD, and, you know, just the mindset of this team, man, we need to run the ball. That's part of our identity, man. If we're not running the ball good, obviously, as a whole, as an offense, we're not really doing the best thing. So, you know, just because they're the worst rushing defense in the league right now, we're not really looking towards that. It's just, you know, looking towards what are they doing as a defense and what can we do as an offense to make sure that we have some efficient runs.
Do you guys have a goal for yards per carry in a game?
It's not really like the yards per carry. You know, Coach Tice really focused on the run efficiency, like, which is, you know, first down getting at least 4 yards, and then on the next down getting at least half of what you need to get a first down or more. So you can have that run efficiency, and when you're doing that, you're going to end up with a high average, or you're going to end up with more, you know, efficient runs, which, you know, end up at the end of the game having, you know, a better run game than what we usually have. So as long as we stay on our run efficiency and do that, man, I think we'll be fine, man. We hopefully we get some guys back that's been hurt, you know, Gabe back on the line. So you know, it'll be good this weekend to see what we can do.
I know each week Khalil Mack always says, oh, by any means. But for this particular week, given the 3 straight losses, what is the urgency around this locker room, this team?
Well, it's just the urgency is not the panic. You know, we don't want to panic. Right now, we got a long season, still got 11 games left. You still can do everything that we need to do. We still, you know, playoff run or whatnot. But right now, we're just taking the game by the game. Go in every week, get ready for the opponent, you know, try to forget about last week. Come in and just get focused, man. It's the league, man. It's so competitive. It's a game of inches. You go back and look at the tape, and it's one play, you know, one technique away on this play, or one block from this play, or, you know, one fit. You know, it's a game of inches, and any time that one mess up can cause you to, you know, later in the game or in that moment. So it's really just coming in and not panicking. You know, we're going to do fine. You know, like I said, we still got everything that we want to be able to accomplish ahead of us. So
Donald mentioned yesterday that the group as a whole needs to stop being kind of so uptight and kind of loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you even go about flipping that switch?
Well, I mean, it's hard because when you're losing, it's like it's hard to not be uptight because you want to be like, man, you know, we got to get this win out the way so everybody can calm down. So exactly what DP said, like, we're trying to just kind of loosen up a little bit. You know, again, like I said, just keep that in the back of mind. Like, it's a long season. We still got 11 games left. Still can do everything we can accomplish. Relax, you know, follow your job, understand what you got to do each play, understand your assignment, alignment, and do your job. And if all 11 guys on the field are doing their job the right way, we're good. So as long as we do that, we'll be fine.
Who kind of takes the lead on loosening the team up?
I wouldn't say, like, it's just, you know, a combination of guys. You know, you look to those guys, loosen them. Obviously, DP will loosen you up a little bit. You know, DC is another guy that will loosen you up. You know, DC is never really just down or too uptight or too, like, just like, oh, we got to, you know, he's out there, he's smiling a little bit. And, you know, even when you look at Jack, you know, even in this moment, like today, Jack was smiling and walked through. So we got a lot of guys on this team that you can look to that'll keep you loose. But also keep you focused in and locked in. So, you know, you don't want to get too loose, but you want to have that in the back of your head that, you know, we got to get this dub. But, you know, you don't want to just overthink it. Like I said, it's a long season, man. You got a lot of playing football to do.
Practice conditions today with the smoke out there, could you feel it? Did you guys scale back on running at all, anything like that?
We didn't. You know, from what I heard, you know, they're just going to see how we feel about it out there. You know, you definitely can smell it, and, you know, it smells like burned leaves. And I live in Walnut Creek, so it's even more potent out there in that area. So, you know, we'll see today. You know, they haven't told us, you know, too much, but just asked us our opinion on how we feel about practicing today. And we'll probably know about that situation within the next hour or so before we get out there on the field.